got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Jack's filling in for Jess, which we always appreciate. And Jack, your son, Albo, as you refuse to refer to him. I know Albie is his legal name, but finally having another Albo in Australia is huge.
Yes, yes. Well, he gets Albo a little bit.
Okay, right.
Or, you know, my wife, Shan, calls him Bo.
Bo, lovely. Now,
Albo, I've picked something up from Alberto.
Okay, so he's 1.4. So for
full tilt, living, breathing baby
boy. So that's 16 months. 16, 17 months.
Could be. Okay. Your word's not mine. So I plan on imparting some serious wisdom on Alberto as he gets older. As the father figure.
As someone who is about to in the next... It literally could be happening any minute now. My wife could be going into labor. She's 37 weeks pregnant. So the next 3 weeks we're in a dance floor.
Yes. You're right in the drop zone.
I'm intrigued to hear this.
So I plan on imparting some wisdom on Albie, but I didn't expect for the wisdom to be flowing back the other way.
So soon.
So soon. Exactly.
Right. You think at least maybe to wait to get to primary school to have some of those moments.
But I've been using baby wipes. Instead of TP, I've been using baby wipes for special occasions, and I'm loving it.
Explain these special occasions.
Well, when I go to the bathroom for a number twosies.
No, mate.
I'm baby wiping.
That's not good for the bathroom. That's not good for the toilet.
What do you mean?
They're not wipeable. They're not flushable.
They're flushing, they're wiping, they're doing everything you need, and it feels good.
Someone who works at the Geelong, treatment plant is just furious right now.
Well, like I said, it's special occasions. It's not every time, but it's crept in. It's crept in, and I'm.
But this isn't advice from him. You've stolen from your son because he's not going. Oh, Dad, get a go at this. This is great.
I have to use the baby wipe on Albo. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm cleaning him up now. I'm cleaning me up.
I was not expecting this. Hands down, that this was the information that you're a bit year old had passed on to you.
I mean, number one, I want to know if anyone else does this, but I would also love to know what you picked up from your kids. So, you know, because surely there's some wisdom flowing other day. So if you please call up 52-232-955.
Great.
What do you picked up from your kids? And are you adult wiping?
Because I imagine the things, I was expecting you to say something along the lines of, oh, he always says Scooby-Doo, and now you say Scooby-Doo. Like it's something he says, a mannerism that he has that you've picked up, not, oh, well, if his bum is wiped by
baby wipes,
then my bum will be wiped with baby wipes.
Well, I thought I'd give it a go, and it's good.
No turning back.
No turning back.
52-232-955. What habits have you picked up from your kids? I believe we've got Woody from Point Lonsdale on the phone. Woody, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Woody.
G'day, Woody.
You've called up to back Jack in on this.
What do you got, mate? Welcome.
Hey, thank you, Jack. Calling with a bit of solidarity. I was living overseas in Canada, and a workmate of mine introduced me to the concept of the dessert wipe.
Right.
Which is a baby wipe following the toilet paper.
Wow.
So you go in, clean up the dirty wipe with the toilet paper, and then you take out a dessert wipe.
Yep.
And you finish off. Finish off the job, and like, you know, you don't eat dessert every night.
Yeah, special occasions, right? Special occasions.
A couple of times a week, you wanna have a little sweet treat, and this is the sweet treat of the toilet.
So, do you keep the dessert wipe? Is that on hand, or do you kind of bring that in from the kitchen or wherever it might be?
Yeah, I take it in. Yeah, so I'm going to baby bag.
Do you announce it to the house?
On special occasion.
Wow.
What's that?
Do you announce it to the house and say like that's what's going on? It's a special occasion.
No, I'm very quiet about my about my number twos.
Woody, that is I didn't think the dessert naming of that was the reason because it was coming after the initial toilet paper. John in Cario has called up as well. Now, John, I think it's important that you say what you do for a living while you talk to Jack. So, what do you do, John?
I'm a plumber.
Ah, John.
Hello. Jack's gone a different shade of white. John, what did you just say to me in the song there?
Well, I hope nothing wrong with using baby wipes. So long as if you want to be clean, that's fine. But as long as you're not flushing them down the toilet.
Right. So you're saying use the wipe, use the baby wipe, treat yourself, special occasion, dessert.
Dessert, yep.
And then pop it in the bin.
Yes.
So, John, would you suggest using the dessert wipe and then trotting out of the bathroom, pants around the ankles, get to the bin, and then back to the toilet? If that's what you're suggesting, John.
It's going to change a lot of household structures.
To each their own, but if you've got a bin in the toilet...
Well, I don't know if John uses it. John, I am so grateful that you've called up because...
I liked Woody.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Jack, I'm going to use you as a bit of a test example. I'm really sorry. Now, this applies to, if you're listening as well, this applies if you work in an office space. Now, have you worked in an office place before?
Yep. Yeah, okay. I did Two Stretch.
Two Stretch. So we've spoken about that used to be part of a team for a criminal...
I was a lawyer. It's a simpler way of putting it.
Yeah, lawyer. And what other office world were you living in?
No, that's the one. That's
that was just the stint. Okay, all right. There is a couple of questions that I'm going to ask, and all you need to say is if you've done this or if you don't do this, and it's going to dictate if you represent a feral workmate.
Okay, I'm into it because I ruffled a few feathers.
Really? Okay. Do you heat things up that shouldn't be heated up in the shared kitchen?
What do you mean? Give me an example, like ice cream.
Well, no, like not like say maybe a tuna or along those lines. Okay, that's good. That's a good start. We like that. Is your desk kind of, you know, it looks like you live at your working space? Like there's a lot of stuff.
You can actually be the judge of that.
Okay.
For someone who's here
for 2 days, you have brought a lot of things. Yeah. So, all right, we'll say you do have quite a fair bit. Do you take your shoes off in the workplace?
I'll do that for sure.
Okay. Because I was wearing Birkenstocks to work yesterday, and that seemed to cause a huge kerfuffle amongst the office.
To take the Birkenstock off?
Well, no, just to wear the Birkenstock. Well, they were saying it was close enough to shoes.
We need to have a culture meeting then, I think.
Do you eat loudly at your desk?
I mean, my mother is an exceptional... If you could hear her eat a Weet-Bix from a suburb over, so okay. I reckon I've got it in me.
Okay, so you've got... That's a good superpower that you've got. Do you take loud personal phone calls? The only phone call I've seen you take, you started taking it in front of me, but then you did leave.
Yeah.
So I'll answer on behalf of you. I don't think you do that.
Yeah, that's actually a really good example. I left the room.
Yeah. And because I didn't want to hear. I didn't know who it was, didn't know what it was about. It's not my business, and it wasn't meant to be my business. Do you comment on what other people are eating, saying, well, that's a big meal, or, wow, you're really going to eat that? Oh, it's a bit carby.
Yeah, anxiety would probably drive me to unnecessarily fill a verbal space, for
okay.
sure.
And finally, do you pretend to be in charge of something? Like, are you like, yeah, I'm the fire warden, even though you're not officially? Like, do you pretend to be running an area?
Yeah, I was literally, I nominated myself to be the fire warden at the law firm, and I would do huge spiels with my hat on the Slack channel.
It's fun.
Yep.
Great. Well, I feel like out of the 7 questions I've asked you, 5 of those you answered with a yes. I think you might be feral.
Yeah.
I think you're getting to the point. Well, no. Let's not embrace it. I think that's maybe a moment of self-reflection. And if you're listening now, maybe if you do any of those 7 things, this is what's categorized in workplaces across Australia that they don't want people doing in shared office spaces.
Oh, wait. This is some. They've gone to the people about this.
Yeah. This is the 7 most things, 7 things I hate about you. You know that song by Miley Cyrus? It's actually about working in an office place with you.
Big movie too. I'd just say that brings us ferals closer together because there must be a lot of us out there.
Right. Well, I guess you could all go and work in HR together if that's how you wanted to do it. DeMarcus Gatlin from the Supercats still in here. DeMarcus, how are you feeling? I know that this isn't the... You got your final game tomorrow night against Keilor for Geelong United, but we've discussed that you're still going to come out and do dilemmas every now and then. That's important to me. Is it important to you?
Yeah, I enjoy it. It's funny because I actually run into people around Geelong now, and they're like, oh, did I hear you on the radio? So that's pretty cool. So they look forward to hearing it. I actually went to go get a tire yesterday, and the guy that was working there was like, I hear you on the radio every day, like every week or whatever like that.
Discount?
So, yeah. No discount.
Ah, damn. Okay, well, it's not worth it. But regardless, let's get into Dilemmas with DeMarcus.
It's Dilemmas with DeMarcus.
Now, DeMarcus, you are great at basketball, but we believe that you are more superior at solving people's dilemmas. People send them through to our Instagram. People send them through to our website. You've got your own webpage. I don't even have my own webpage, mate. So how are you feeling about solving dilemmas today?
No, I feel good. The Instagram ones are always a little...
All three are weird today.
Okay.
So
did you get them off Instagram?
Got them all off Instagram
today.
Yeah,
of course.
First one, DeMarcus, would you rather be 4 years old your entire life or 90 years old your entire life? So you're the body of a four-year-old or the body of a 90-year-old?
Probably 90. My knees feel 90 already, so probably 90. At least you can do everything.
So you've got your current brain...
Well, I guess it depends on your 90-year-old version of your brain. So you might be a little bit slower. Your reflexes, like, I don't think you'd be hitting the paint like you do currently. But then 4-year-old, what was 4-year-old DeMarcus like? Take us there.
I can't remember. I don't know. I think I was a pretty good kid, I guess. I don't know. But I just know I probably had a leash around me, my mom, my grandma. Like, just, I couldn't do much. So I would rather be 90. At least I can go to Vegas or something.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Jack, you've got a dilemma for DeMarcus?
Could still be some bodily control issues.
Yeah, true.
Or 90.
Yeah, I guess there's no urine control for all of that.
All right, DeMarcus, would you rather have a rat's tail or a mullet?
That's your permanent haircut.
Permanent haircut.
A rat's tail.
True.
No,
for sure.
DeMarcus.
Yeah,
you have not lived in Australia long enough.
Listen, when I was four, actually, you can ask my mom this. I had a rat tail. I had a little braid. I had a fade, and then I had a braid in the back.
Bring it back.
Nah, I'm not bringing it back.
Because you've come in wearing your do-rag
today. I'm not bringing it back. I can't believe you just called me on the radio.
Very, very stylish. So, but even living, because you've been in Australia for, what, five or so years?
Correct.
And mullets are an iconic Australian haircut.
Every time I see someone with a mullet, I tell them to get rid of it. I have a young teammate right now. His name is Max. I hope you're listening. Please cut your mullet. We were just talking about a week ago. Cut it, please.
That's Mad Monday kind of stuff. That's when the razor comes out.
You might get it off
for sure
in the next couple of weeks. All right, final one. And I know you like the financial risk option. So a couple of weeks ago, Jack, DeMarcus took on the offer. What was it? You would
25 possessions against LeBron James. If I score, I get $50 million. If I don't take the bet at all, I just get an automatic million.
Yeah. And he took on LeBron James in 100%.
Why wouldn't? 25 times. I just launch it up
there.
Okay.
This is not necessarily sporting, but involves chance, and we're going to try something out. So would you prefer, DeMarcus, to be given $1 million for nothing or flip a coin and you call it $25 million?
Oof. Jeez.
That's big.
Yeah, that's tough. Honestly, I think I might flip a coin.
Well,
I'm a gambling man.
Okay, gamble responsibly if you're listening.
But listen, $1 million at my age, I'm still going to have to work. I'm still going to have to. So I think I'll take the chance with 25.
Like, so I've got a coin here. That's good. I'm going to hand you the coin.
I don't know.
So you got heads and tails. So the head is the queen. The tails is whatever. I think it's a platypus on the $2 coin.
No idea.
Can I have that back?
It's some old guy.
Some old guy. I believe it's a... it's an indigenous elder, but that is the tails.
All right, let's do it.
So what do you? So I want you to flip it, catch it, call it, and then we'll look at it.
Good luck.
Here we go.
What is 25 mil?
What do you mean? So, well, no, you pick
which
it.
Which one? Okay,
yeah,
I'm picking.
So
okay, I'm picking.
If you say heads,
I'm going heads.
Okay,
here we go.
You're gonna go heads. Flip it.
25 mil.
$25 million. In a hypothetical world, we don't have the money. DeMarcus, are you sure you're trying to confirm if it is a heads?
I don't know your coins out here. It's 25 mil for sure. It's heads.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Would you consider it to be insulting if I called you a different unit?
I mean, I'd probably need to hear. I'd need to hear more.
Okay. Well, I haven't got the time.
Right.
But you wanted to try something for everyone to get to know you a little bit because you like to go shopping.
Yeah.
From what I've been
told.
So,
you might get to know me a little bit through this, which would be cool. I welcome that.
Yeah.
But I want to show off.
Is this some wealth flexing right now?
No. I'm not showing off. I'm showing off a shop, which I'm proud of.
Right.
But I'm going to give you a list of items in the shop. You got to tell me where I am.
Okay. Well, so you've been to one shop.
I've been to one shop.
And out of all these random purchases, I've got to figure out the shop.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, can I just keep guessing until I get it?
I'm going to give you three guesses.
Jeez.
And then, I'm going to give you three. All right, here we go. You ready?
Yep.
Teppanyaki and barbecue grill. If you feel like you want to have a guess at any point, you let me know. Teppanyaki and barbecue grill.
Right, is that a type of sauce?
First item. That's a thing that you barbecue.
Oh, the actual barbecue. Yeah. Okay, I've misheard you immediately. Right. Straight, good start.
Item two. Battery-operated floppy fish. Like a toy.
Okay.
You know the one I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah. The one where you press the button and it turns its head, sings to you.
No. It's sensor operated. You get near it, it starts a flopping.
Okay, yep, yeah. Okay.
Roll up piano.
Like a floor piano?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great. Now, you do have a 1.4-year-old, as you keep saying, so he's a big fan of that.
That's for me. But anyway, we've got a cordless rechargeable pruner.
Okay. Like for garden pruning?
Oh, yeah. Cordless and rechargeable. Two more items. A huggle hoodie. That's like for an adult, like a kind of walking doona type vibe. Espresso coffee machine.
Where am I, baby? I feel like I know. But if I'm wrong, I'll be very perplexed to where my next best guess would be.
I'm not here for any of these items. Like, I'm here to do something.
Yep.
And they're all there.
Are you at Aldi?
Nah.
Oh! Nah. I was stone cold certain you were at Aldi.
That
is this a national
less,
brand or
that would
a
be
local
less obscure.
State brand?
Everybody does this.
Is this a Bunnings?
No. One more guess. And then you're out of here.
Can you give me some more clues? Because I'm starting to...
Okay.
Yeah, I understand.
Everybody does it. There's one in every... there's one in most suburbs.
I know where you were.
Where am I?
Were you at the post office?
Oh, yeah.
You were at the post office. That's incredible. That is so good.
This place is off its face.
It is wild what they can sell you at a post office.
Do you want to hear that list again really quickly where I am?
Go through it.
Teppanyaki and barbecue grill, a battery-operated floppy fish, a roll-up piano, a cordless rechargeable pruner, a huggle hoodie, an espresso coffee machine.
Now, this might be a shot at the Australian Postal Service.
Yeah.
It's not a cheaper
take your
item. This is a wealth actual flex now that we look back on it. The amount of money that would have cost to get that over the line.
Yeah, well, they're handing out gold watches and stuff, aren't they?
I'm not sure that's exactly in their mantra, but I understand. Okay, so instead of everyone's talking about Aldi, but you want people talking about Auspost at this
point. Just think that it's one of those things where, like, I go in to send something off and I'm walking out of there with handfuls.
I was going
to
say, you didn't even send the letter that you wanted to.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955. Guess. This is the Guessing Game.
In the guessing game today, Jack, as I was just explaining it to you, because you've never played it on this side before, is we are trying to guess one thing about someone that listens to the show. Today, it's shoe size, because we believe shoe size really can kind of speak to a type of person. You and I are both straight white men. 11 is where we sit at the same height. Carbon copy, except you're much cooler than me, which is such a shame. I feel like I've lost the straight white man battle on my own radio show, but that's okay.
White flag that.
Yep, white flag that for a little bit later. Beige flag for me. Kirby from Brimley, thank you for calling. Unofficial question, do you have feet?
Yes.
Okay, that's a great start.
Hi.
So Kirby, first question is, do you struggle to find your shoe size in like shoe shops?
Yes.
Okay, Kirby, I'm going to ask you a question shoe related now.
Mm-hmm.
You're leaving 10-pin bowling. You've had a lovely afternoon, and really? You think, what do you think that was a wonderful experience?
I don't bowl, unfortunately.
Okay.
Unfortunately, we've used that as a question.
Kirby, does it hurt when you wear heels?
Yes.
Okay. Kirby, just stay there for a second. Jack and I are having a bit of a chat. I feel like Kirby might have small effect.
Mm.
I feel like maybe a women's five.
I like five.
I like five.
Yeah, let's hit Kirby's with the five.
Kirby, do you have a size 5 shoe?
I do not. I'm a size 8.
Oh, is that big for females?
No, that's a normal size. 8 to 9 are usually a very popular size for females.
So is 5 teeny tiny?
That's a
hoof. Five's like a sample size. They're the ones that are always left over with like the size 11s in women.
So I've incorrectly assumed that because it's challenging for you to get shoes, it's because you have the most standard size foot.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, Kirby, you got us. We clearly don't know anything about you. I don't feel good about myself. Michelle in Grovedale, we're going to find out about your size foot, if that's okay.
Go for it.
Would you say you have a classically attractive foot, Michelle?
No.
Okay. Let's test that a little bit further. In Lord of the Rings, when you're looking at the hobbits, are you grossed out?
Mm.
not even close.
Not even close.
Not
okay.
grossed out by the hobbits.
Not grossed out by the hobbit feet. Okay. Michelle, if you were to kick a football, how far do you think you could kick that football?
Well, that depends. I won a kicking competition wearing high heels.
That is very good information.
information.
Michelle, stay there for a second. Michelle could have whopper stoppers. She could have some big daddy feet.
I feel like it's double digits. I'm thinking maybe
no,
a 10.
You're 10. I'm happy to go lean into that. Michelle, do you have a size 10 feet?
Come on, Michelle. Give it to me.
Not close.
Oh,
I'm
no.
An 8.
An 8 again. We've got average feet-sized women calling the show.
I want to hear more about the kicking comp
yeah.
in the heels.
what
time of day was
ago.
It?
It was out at Bannockburn. Ron Barassi was there speaking and they had this competition and I won and got into it and tried kicking with my shoes on and, no, with my shoes off and it didn't work, so I put my shoes back on and kicked it and won and, yeah.
Was Barassi impressed?
Yeah.
I really don't know.
Well, you won that.
You might have been inside.
You won that day. You won today. Everything's going up, Michelle. Congratulations on your size 8.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Christmas Day is an iconic day on the calendar, I guess
it's
you could say.
It's a big one.
Anzac Day, Boxing Day, you know, there's some big days.
Labor Day,
the King's Birthday, public holiday.
All the big ones. I want to add one to that mix.
All right, tell us about it.
I want Swear Day, a day in
right.
the calendar where you can just let rip. All the naughty words under the sun.
Do you think this would
Carnival.
Help in schools?
Yeah, schools, radio presenters, people on the telly, politicians, courtrooms. One condition,
yep.
I reckon, tradies.
Tradies have no day of the year.
That's reverse. They can't
swear. For one whole
no
day.
No swears.
I like that. Now, I would love to see Anthony.
Nothing mean, by the way.
No. Not at somebody. Just in exclamation.
Well, you can swear at someone, but just not meanly.
Don't be mean.
Yeah.
Well, that's a show rule. I know you're new here, but that's a show rule. Don't be mean. I wouldn't say don't be mean because I feel like Jess and I are in that brotherly, sisterly, like mean to each other, but not like genuinely mean.
No.
Don't be real mean.
Nothing gratuitous.
I really like it because imagine Anthony Albanese coming in. It's like The Purge. But it's a swear day.
Yep.
And he comes out and he holds a press conference and our Prime Minister just drops.
Yeah, it's like, how's that policy going? How's it going through Parliament? Well, it's completely, you know, and then bang. And everyone just goes, yes, Albo.
Would that be enforced?
It's just one day enforced. Well, I think the option's on the table. We're not sending people around, like we're not policing it.
I was going to say, you would hate the police to knock at your door and say, we've been listening and we've heard not a single curse come out of this household. We really need you to get out into the middle of the street and swear this one out.
That's a good premise for a movie, which I'm interested in, if the police are that tuned in. But no, this is just a good honest day where swearing's encouraged. Teachers are getting...
So it's more for people in managerial positions or people in tricky situations that have always wanted to express it.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, it's just honest cursing.
Would it be just called Swear Day?
Swear Day.
When do you think is appropriate for Swear Day across the calendar?
Feels like a midwinter pick-me-up.
I agree. Mm. Like, honestly, tomorrow's the 15th of July.
Yeah.
Smack bang, middle of winter. Or would you just do the second? The second Monday of July every year? It kind of how the Melbourne Cup hovers, and it's always around that Monday, that Tuesday.
Yeah, I love
so
it.
So that we can make sure it's there, and we make sure we get the public. Is it a public holiday or is it
day off? No, well, no, it can't be a day off, can it? We need people in their
natural environments.
Yeah, big time.
Okay.
No, it's a day on.
Okay.
It's a day
forced
on.
Work.
Maybe we do it around here, just we try it.
Not on air. We won't trial it on air. And I'm really sorry.
You wuss. See, that's how I've got to keep it so G-rated.
I've got a dump button in case you do say anything. And we also have a dumb button, which is if you say something incredibly stupid. But then that's also being mean.
Yes. Which we, on this swear day.
Well, today isn't swear day.
No.
If it was, it would be the following Monday. Maybe we can test it on Jess next time you see her, because you'll probably be here on Monday because you're always hanging around the radio station.
I'll just swear at her.
Just swear at her.
Yeah.
And then I won't, again, we spoke about this earlier, I just won't react and then everything will be totally fine.
Love that.
All right. So new day.
Yeah.
Second Monday of every July, right in the middle of winter. I love it, Jess.
All thanks, guys. You're the best.
Goodbye. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.